Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody out there working on the Third Watch, I want to thank you for keeping America rolling along. And let's not forget the over-the-road truck drivers out there, the men and the women getting it done coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. I'm also on Twitter, at Captain's America. You can also check out our great website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and you'll be able to save some money over there on some items. Just go over there and take a look. All right, joining us to start the show, we have the professor of politics from California IA, and that would be the one and only Kyle Warren. They are on the porch. It is only 82 degrees tonight, and they're out there with the drinks in their hand, and I got about 57 more minutes to drink, so... There you go. And they're now back inside again. Because it's a little warm out there.
Yes.
All right. Let's say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And ladies and gentlemen, we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, I want to first give a shout-out to everybody that was over in Bradenton today. We had a great conference over there with half a dozen groups from around the southwestern Florida area, all conservative groups, and Defend Florida, of course, was there. The Republican Liberty Caucus was there, the Manatee Patriots, the Sarasota Patriots, the Englewood Patriots, the Liberty Tree Patriots. Let's see, I'm leaving out one or two other groups, but they know who they are. And it was a great time. We had discussing ideas and how to combat what's taking place. And everybody's got a battle action plan right now, if you want to call it that, to go after the scourge that's trying to take this country over. And it's not going to happen on our watch, Kyle. It is not going to happen.
No, exactly right. No, it sounds like everybody had a good time. That's great.
Yeah. Now, I want to start the conversation with the Senate announcing that they've reached a, well, first it was 550,000, or billion, rather. Then it was 1 trillion. Then I heard 1.2 trillion in an infrastructure bill with 2,000 pages already put together. Many pages are still blank, and they expect the passage on it sometime this week. They wanted to pass it over the weekend. They couldn't. But how the hell are they going to read 2,000 pages in a day or two? You can't do it.
No, you can't do it. And, you put stampers on it, and then they would have to try to split it up.
Well, I don't care. You still can't do it.
Well, I agree. Yeah, but so how can you make a really informed decision about this? When the American people, Captain, are looking for an infrastructure bill that is much simpler than 25 or 2,700 pages, they know what it means to fix roads and bridges, and I'll bet you this doesn't really do that without having a lot of other stuff that the American people don't want included in it.
Well, the fact of the matter is that people need to get on the telephone and they need to call the representatives, because I'm telling you, the representatives are paying attention to the phone calls. I've heard it from some of the congressional people that I know, that they are getting calls, they are paying attention, they are doing their own little minuscule polls there as to who wants this and who wants that and what's positive and what's negative, and they are paying attention, and you got to call your senators. You got to call your senators. Make it a concerted effort to do so today and just raise holy hell.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right.
So if you don't, you're your own fault.
Well, precisely.
So let's see if you got the number in your Rolodex. What's the phone number, Kyle?
What? I gotta check it here. I don't have it right in front of me. But you have it memorized, though.
No, I don't have it memorized. I have it in my phone.
Okay.
Now I gotta go look at my phone. 202-2243 something. Let me see here, Congress. You'll probably get it before I will.
That's the Senate switchboard.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Senate switchboard at the Capitol is 202-224-3121.
Yep, there you go. And yep. That's for the House now. The Senate is 202-225-3121.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's I have it in my... All I got to do is just punch down Congress House, Congress Senate, and boom, I'm there and I call them.
Yep.
Yep, and you got to do it. You got to call. Got to call.
Well, and again, you said something, Captain. Yeah, they do listen to this. I think they're maybe listening maybe more than ever before, because they are watching how a lot of this unfolds as 2022 approaches. And, they know that it's going to be, at least the Democrats know, that it's not going to be good for them at this point.
I had a congressional representative, staffer working for a congressman telling me they listen to the last hour of the show, because that's usually when I'm really getting into my gist, and they listen to what I'm talking about, and they actually take notes.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Not a bad plan.
Yeah, and we know a couple of talk show hosts that do that too, so they get the talking points for the morning.
Yeah, but we won't say who is it.
No. Well, I might later, but I'm not going to know. All right, hold that thought there, Kyle. Folks, I'll be right back. Caller, we're going to jump right on the phone line with you when we get back. But it is a beautiful night down here in Florida. It's going to be another great day. Don't go anywhere. We're going to go to break, and we're going to come right back.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Warren, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com.
All righty, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot. And I'll tell you what, I had a couple people walk up to me today. Again, they saw me taking the Relief Factor when I was at the conference I was at, and they said, you know, we're taking Relief Factor too because of you telling us about it, and thank you so much for doing that. And it just made me feel good, but it made them feel good knowing that I was taking, and they saw me, what I was talking about, that I said I've been taking. So people got a chance to see that I actually take the product. But Relief Factor is part of my integrated health plan that I take every day, twice a day, sometimes more. But it helps me to do, number one, alleviate the pain at the source. And I've had a lot of pain with my left foot, ankle, and leg over the last 20 years. And this will go to the source, lower, and or even eliminate the pain. It also helps with the inflammation that I've been having, the problem I've been having, which hopefully with the surgery they did may be going away, because right now my leg is back where it's supposed to be, and it stayed there for the past several days, and we'll see what happens. But the best part of this is Relief Factor is drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins that you need to have anyway. It supports a healthy response to the inflammation, decreases discomfort, and it supports healthy joints and muscles and the healing process, too. It only costs $19.95 for the three-week quick start, and you can get it by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95, the three-week quick start. All right, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we're going to go right to the phone line. We've got Mike in Clearwater on the line. So, good morning, Mike. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. You know, Kyle, two things. Earlier I was listening to Bill Cunningham, a wonderful gentleman, and he was talking to this
gentleman. A lawyer.
Yeah, well, he was talking to J.D. Vance, who wrote Hillbilly Elegy, yeah. I think it is. I haven't read the book
running
yet.
Running for Senate in Ohio.
Right. Well, here's the thing, Kyle. He mentioned something that everybody should be concerned about. Now, with what we discussed the other night with the people at the Whataburger spreading, you know, the Biden administration importing COVID, it's a national security issue, right? Because if the hospitals fill up with the illegal immigrants that have COVID, oh, well, if Mike needs to go in because maybe he had a stroke or a heart attack, well, there's no beds because they're all filled up with the illegal immigrants that have the COVID. So people like you and me who need health care is not going to be able to get it because if these people keep coming in by the millions or whatever and they have COVID and they fill up the hospital, well, no hospital for us. And then the second thing I want you to comment on, I'm terrified of this $3.4 trillion social infrastructure bill. Now, somebody said earlier today, they say that, oh, well, bipartisan. Well, no, it's not, because once this bill goes through, come September or October, when we get into the next fiscal year, now they can do budget reconciliation and they can ram this monstrosity of a bill that has everything on their wish list through. So can we stop it, Kyle? I mean, even though the budget reconciliation, are there steps we can do to keep them from cramming it? So if you can comment on both those things, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Kyle, I don't think he heard me say, call your senators. That's where it starts.
Well, yeah, certainly, yeah. People have to make their thoughts known. But, you know, I think all along that they are looking to do reconciliation. I mean,
yeah.
It's something that that there's a mechanism for that.
You bet.
And that's why this bill, you know, I don't want to use the word smokescreen, but it kind of feels like a smokescreen.
It is.
Like, you know, let's get this out there, but all the while knowing, you know, because this is Bernie Sanders' level of spending that they want to do.
Yep.
And they'll get it one way or another. And I think that's what we're looking for in the fall. That's what's going to happen. And that's why perhaps maybe it's a better idea right now to try to stand firm so at least people can say, so, well, they're kind of in a quandary because they want to fix the roads and bridges, so they have to do something, at least on the Republican side. I think that's the feeling. But, you know, but at the same time, though, when the Democrats do actually put all that through, ram it through, it's going to show exactly, again, their true colors. But, you know, on the hospital aspect, that's also something that I think that they're trying to make happen, because Mike's exactly right. Part of this scare tactic is to make people believe, oh my gosh, the hospitals are going to fill up. Well, the hospitals wouldn't be filling up per se if we weren't taking people that have come into the country illegally and likely have COVID. I think we have to make an assumption that most people coming across are going to be at least be exposed to it, and to take them all across the country is insanity. But for some reason, they're doing that, and that is going to contribute to the hospitals being full.
What is the whole purpose of the Cloward-Piven strategy that they've been trying to achieve since 1963, and they now can see the blood in the water? They're like sharks circling the prey, ready to pounce, ready to devour what's left and conquer what they've been trying to accomplish. What does the Cloward-Piven strategy lay out?
Well, basically, it's destabilizing our entire society. And if you fill up the hospitals, as it were, now you can come out and say, oh, we're going to have to do some shutdowns because the cases per day versus the people in ICU beds and et cetera, has gone too far. So now we're going to shut down the economy again, and we're going to get you on the government dole again, and it's going to be devastating again. But if you continue this kind of destabilization and rip it apart, that's basically what they're going to do.
Well, the word is overload. It is designed to intentionally overload the system to where they are going to have to go to a one-world currency, a one-world medical order, a one-world financial order. That's what the whole thing is all about, getting everybody into one fold, which, by the way, happens to be socialism. They're calling it socialism, but it's actually communism.
Yeah, I'm glad that you're mentioning that because...
Well, I'm telling you what it is.
Yeah, well, exactly. And, you know, in the history of humanity, and the history of Earth, basically, you know, the United States and the way that we've done things and so forth and the freedom that's been enjoyed is kind of more of a blip.
But they have been trying to do this since 1963. And, folks, the rubber meets the road right now. You need to write down this telephone number and you need to call this number because this is where it starts. This is something everybody listening to this program can do. The number is 202-225-3121. 202-225-3121. That is the Senate switchboard. You give them your zip code, you'll get the choice of one of your two senators, and they'll hook you up to either one. And I'm sure we're going to overload the switchboards today and tomorrow, but just keep on doing it. And if you can't send them leave them a message on the phone, if you can't at least do that or talk to somebody, then by God, send them an email.
Exactly. And you know, Captain, as you mentioned, 1963, for example. So, yeah, let's go back over 50 years. And at that time, you know, they would say things like, you know, they would make their statements and people would say, oh, well, that sounds crazy. But you see, they're playing a long game. Here we are, 50 years down the road or more.
60.
And we're down the road that far to where you start to see a lot of what they were calling for.
Yep.
It sounded crazy, but coming to fruition now.
Yep, and that's exactly what they've been trying to do. And every term, every presidential election, every time a Democrat's gotten in, they've gotten a little more. And now, because they've got technical control of the House, even though it's, the Senate, because it's 50-50, and they do have control of the House by, I believe it's 8 votes, but the problem with that is Nancy Pelosi can only lose 3 votes at any time because it takes 215 to pass anything, and if she loses 5 of her congressmen or women on her side, she can't pass anything.
Well, exactly, and to wit the eviction moratorium that they couldn't get going.
Oh, I'm going to get into that in the next segment here for sure. But we have to understand, folks, that the U.S. is in a pickle right now, and it's going to take good people like you listening to this program to get on the damn telephone and call them at 202-225-3121, 202-225-3121. Call them and tell them don't vote for this or we will vote you out, period. Let them know. Be serious. All right, I'll be right back with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as we roll along the overnight radio airwaves here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We'll be right back. USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As several areas across the country see rises in the number of new COVID cases, Florida is seeing one of the worst surges. The state's Department of Health says there are more than 10,200 COVID patients in Florida hospitals as of Sunday, setting a new record. The state also recorded its highest number of daily new COVID-19 cases since the beginning of the pandemic last week, with more than 21,600. And the head of a military junta in Myanmar has declared himself prime minister, promising new elections in the country in 2023. Senior General Min Aung Hlaing extended a state of emergency in the country for two more years before those elections will be held. The announcement coming 6 months after the military coup that overthrew Myanmar's democratically elected government. That was followed by weeks of protests that saw military forces kill nearly 1,000 protesters and arrest another 7,000. The military claimed that the February elections were tainted by widespread fraud. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
The professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. By the way, I'm going to be talking to either Mike Lindell today or to his administrative assistant, Dawn, not sure which one. And I'm going to talk to them about their symposium that they're going to have on the 10th, 11th, and 12th of August. Now, the symposium is going to be free to watch. They're going to be streaming it on frankspeech.com. And this got them into a big brouhaha, Mike Lindell, rather, a big brouhaha with Fox, because Fox did not want to play the advertisements for his item, if you will, his symposium. So I'm going to offer to play their advertisement on the program and see what they say. And if they do, you'll be hearing me advertising not only the endorsement I'm about to do for my pillow, but also advertising for his symposium, because I think it's something that people should see and hear, because it's got a lot of information in it you probably have not heard already. So MyPillow.com, you all know who that is. It's Mike Lindell. You can go over there, MyPillow.com. Anything that's on there, especially in the Radio Listener Specials page, there's a little button you click there for Radio Listener Specials, And you go there, and there's all kinds of items there that are just insanely priced. But in order to get the prices there, you have to use a promo code. Well, the promo code you'd use is Captain. Yep, me, Captain. Save yourself a bunch of money, and if you want to call them up, you can do just that by calling 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And don't forget, MyPillow.com. Go over there, check it out, the Radio Listener Specials page. Use the promo code CAPTAIN for anything you see on that page. You will save a lot of money, and you'll be helping Mike Lindell out, too, a true conservative. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, we've got another caller on the line. I'm going to go to the number. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Doug Shoemaker.
Yes, sir. Good morning. What's your name, sir?
Doug.
All right, and where are you?
I'm Denver, Colorado.
All right, what's up there, Denver?
Just what do you think if John Wayne would come back now? What would he do?
John Wayne would probably take that big hand of his and he'd swat somebody, and you know he would.
He'd give him a good talking to, wouldn't he?
Remember the movie? You know, I'm not going to take you. No, I'm not going to hit you. No, I'm not going to do that pillow. Mike, hell, I'm not. Bam!
they're done like the Romans, divide and conquer. That's what they're doing.
Yeah, well, what do you think about this? Now, I've been giving out the phone number because, you know, you got to fight fire with fire. And we
got it written down. Huh? I've got it written down, 202-225-3121.
That's it. You give them a call, and I don't care if you got to call them 25 times. Keep calling them. Bug the hell out of them.
Is that Bill got a number? Or
yeah.
Is there a certain number to it or anything?
Well, no, that's
well,
it does, but I don't know what the number is. I haven't really paid attention. It's the infrastructure bill. That's all.
I don't know what I'm talking about. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, you bet. Okay, well, thanks for the call, and have a great night in Denver. Yeah. Yep, okay. Yeah. All right, Denver there, Kyle.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Good call.
Yeah, and he's got the number, so he's got the right idea. The number is 202-225-3121. Start ringing the phones off the hook this morning, 8, 9 o'clock, whatever time they get there. Start ringing the phones off the hooks. Jam these phone lines up in Washington, D.C., and let these people know you're not going to put up with this nonsense. And tell them, you vote for this, and I am going to vote you out and tell everybody I know. And if you belong to the American Legion, tell them you belong to the American Legion, because they keep track. They keep a sideline track of, oh, my God, American Legion, a million members. Oh, my God, Teamsters, 700,000 members. Oh, my God, International Association of Firefighters, 250,000, 300,000. Oh, my, that's what they do. And they add those numbers up, Kyle, and they pay attention.
Well, they sure do. And I think also that message is also, Captain, that, you know, their strength in standing firm.
Yes.
That they have the constituency that are backing them to stand firm against Biden and the Democrats.
Now, I should mention to the people that where we were at yesterday, we are going to be one of the groups that's going to be suing the government for overstepping their bounds, their legal bounds.
Yep.
And there's a whole bunch of groups that are doing just that all across the country.
Well, sure. And again, a lot of times the only way to bring that to light is to take that kind of action.
Yep. All right. Now, get ready. And are you ready?
Yep.
All right. 60 seconds with Todd. Go.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen, here. Okay. The Democrats are a disaster. They have nothing to deliver but high gas prices. Here's Fauci trying to tell us to get vaccinated, okay? But everybody, the illegals can come in here. You know, Fauci, you know, the way you talk, you should be pro-life because you're all worried about everybody. So alcohol has killed 1,000 times more. You guys haven't stopped it. Abortion has killed 55-60 billion. You haven't stopped it. But Pfizer comes in and writes you guys a big check, and then you go out and act the dumbos that you are and put masks on. Why don't you put dumb bucket covers on your ears, okay? Because that's what you are. And if you pass this $1 trillion that we don't have, why don't you go to the local bank and sign up for a $100 billion loan? Each one of you 440 idiots in the house and 100 of you in the Senate, okay, and go see if they give it to you and you got to pay it back, because we don't have $1 trillion. It's not, we have to borrow it. So the Federal Reserve and all your money changers can print the money that we don't have back by nothing because we don't have the gold standard anymore and borrow it from China. That sounds like good business. That's why Donald Trump was elected in a landslide victory, because he was a good businessman. He didn't sell the country out. Now get to work and save the country. Let's go.
All right, very good. That was I like that, Kyle.
Yep, he was on a roll tonight.
He was on point, so I got to give him that one. And let's talk about little Dr. Fauci for a minute here, because we were going to do this earlier, but we got sidetracked. The U.S. likely won't go into a lockdown over the COVID-19 Delta variant, so said Fauci yesterday on a couple of TV shows, right?
That's right.
But then the National Institute of Health head said that businesses should require vaccine credentials from customers to make sure they're not letting people in that are sick. Here we go. Here we go.
Here we go. Exactly. And in some ways, businesses that are looking at this, they're looking at it in somewhat of an inevitability, because they're scared about their liability. And
that's what it's all about.
Yeah, exactly. It was something that Dr. Fauci, though, said on Sunday, Captain, where he said, we're not looking, I believe, to lock down, but we're looking to some pain and suffering.
Yeah.
So, number one, Dr. Fauci seems to be clearly announcing that he makes policy.
Yeah.
For one thing. And then, of course, guess what, folks? Pain and suffering.
Yeah, and yeah. By the way, who elected him to any office?
Well, that's exactly the point.
Yeah,
precisely.
Yeah.
And again, you know, you've got Fauci walking into the Oval Office, and Biden's presumably going to say, "Okay, we'll do whatever you say."
Yeah. Now, something else that happened over the weekend, I want to get this in before we go to this next break of the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Nearly 2 million U.S. households owe $15 billion in back rent, and 1.2 million of them right now are up on the eviction chopping block. The paperwork is ready to be sent off today to be acted upon. And I'm not sure if they're going to be able to get this done in time before some people lose their houses, lose the places they're living at. But boy, oh boy, is this horrible. And even AOC chimed in and tore after Nancy Pelosi over the weekend.
Well, that's right. Literally millions of households are either going to be evicted or they'll be foreclosed on. They're either renting or have a mortgage. We understand this too, Captain. The FHA has now extended their eviction moratorium, to the end of September. But it's not really precisely what it sounds like. It's not trying to give people necessarily a chance to cure their loan or have some other issue. But they're trying to give people time to find alternative housing arrangements before they would be evicted. So, in other words, this is how bad it really, really is.
Yeah, and in the next hour, we're definitely going to get into a little bit more specifics on this, because I need to tell the people what the squad did to Nancy and what some of the demonstrators did to Nancy. They posted an eviction notice on her home in California. Do you know that?
No, I did not hear that.
Yeah. They put an eviction notice up and said, "You're evicted."
Well, you know, the thing is, well, I guess, well, she was out getting her hair done, I'm sure.
Oh, no, I think she was out flying around in the private plane somewhere.
Yeah, probably so.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Got some pretty good music tonight from the oldies but goodies file. I'll tell you what, some of you guys and gals out there remember this, and some of you won't, and you're going to like what you hear. That's all I can tell you. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we are coming back with more, and Ron Edwards is going to take us to a break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Network, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services, with a total prize value up to $4,150. $2. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Well, we try. We try, Kyle and I and the gang. And, of course, Denise will be along. Chris Markowski will be along. Frank Silvato will be along. Patrick Connell will be along. That's who's on tap for this morning. Now, this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J. Stop by the Pilot or Flying J and find out what it's all about when you join the Drivers Club. Now, you get yourself a free hot cup of coffee to begin with the first time on us. But while you're there, go to the kiosk that's right there. Join the Drivers Club. You'll get points for the fuel you buy, points for the food you buy, points for the supplies that you buy in the store. You can save them just like dollars, okay? And then you can use them when you need them to save something on whatever you're going to buy in the store or maybe on your food, because that's where you can use it. Can't use it on fuel, unfortunately, but you can use it on other things. And Catwoman and Road Dog, used it for a number of years on their Christmas presents, and they had hundreds of dollars worth of discounts that they used. So we're going to get going right now with an oldie but goodie. I guarantee you, you haven't heard this one in a while. Here we go.
Want some whiskey in your water, sugar in your tea? What's all this crazy question you're asking me? This is the craziest party that could ever be. Don't turn on the lights, cause I don't want to see. Mama told me let's go. Oh Lord, Mama told me let's go. She said, this room. I think I'm almost choking from the smell of stale perfume. And that cigarette you're smoking about scare me half to death. Open up the window, sucker, let me catch my breath. Mama told me let's go. Oh Lord, Mama told me let's go. She said,
Night. Gonna do it one more time.
The radio is blasting. Someone's knocking on the door. I'm looking at my girlfriend. She's passed out on the floor. I've seen so many things I ain't never seen before. I don't know what it is. Somebody shut that door. I told me let go. Ooh, Lord, I told me let go. She's back.
Oh, yeah, Kyle, 1970 on that one.
That's right, 1970, Three Dog Night.
Yeah, and that is a classic.
Absolutely.
That
yeah.
is a classic. A lot of people, you know, that's one you could dance, have a good time, felt good about a lot of stuff that was going on. Again, not like whatever the heck it is that we're going through right now these days when you can't even understand half the words of this stuff. All right, here we go. You ready for this? I'm going to start. Monsoon moisture will continue to bring a threat of heavy rain and flash flooding from the Intermountain West to the High Plains. Complex terrain burn scars in urban areas will be especially vulnerable to flooding. Now, heavy rain along a nearby stationary front in the south and southeast could produce flash flooding. Dry lightning in Oregon could initiate new fires, and all that smoke from the fire seems to be winding up over in Minnesota and Iowa tonight. Okay, go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, we do have a lot of flash flood warnings to tell you about tonight with the monsoonal moisture that's continuing. But we're going to give an update first on I-70. This is in the Glenwood Canyon area.
Yeah.
It's along I-70. This is going to be west of Denver, about halfway between Denver and Grand Junction.
Yep.
And that is going to stay closed for much longer than originally thought, as engineers for the Colorado Department of Transportation are saying the damage there is apparently unlike anything they've seen before. So this is going to take some time. So you're going to be diverted. You're going to have at least about another 2 hours maybe added to your trip in order to get around this. So this is not a good deal. Hopefully they'll get it fixed sooner than later. But you've also got, now beware though, you've also got these flash flood watches that are all around that area and throughout most of western Colorado. That's the story in western Colorado. Along the I-25 corridor in eastern Colorado, it's air quality alerts. Now, this, again, is particulates and smoke from the wildfires. They've got lots and lots of ozone near the ground level now, so we understand this is going to also be there for a time. So be careful in those areas. Now, down in New Mexico, flash flood watch. This is going to be just east of Albuquerque and Santa Fe near Gallup, New Mexico. We've got dust storms that are being being reported in Arizona, and I believe the one that we're looking at is more or less in the Kingman area, so you want to be careful there. Excessive heat watches returning to Southern California as you come through from Arizona, I-10, I-8, so be aware of that. But up in the northern part, Montana continues with some air quality alerts because of the smoke. Flash flood watch in western Wyoming, and also flash flood watches around Bozeman, Helena, Montana, and then also down into central Idaho and also parts of central to northern Idaho tonight, Captain.
Yep. And to our friends up there in Minnesota, I apologize already, but the smoke seems to be wanting to stay up there where you guys are. So, unfortunately, you got yourself the whole state of Minnesota, as well as the entire state of Iowa. You got yourself some very unsavory air atmosphere conditions there with the smoke in the air. And by the way, at night when you're driving in that stuff, it's kind of like a silver fog when it's thick. And there's some areas up there, I'm being told that it's like driving through that silver fog because it is that thick in some areas. The eastern part of North Dakota, from Fargo all the way up to the Canadian border, you've got the possibility of some weather developing there. We'll see what happens down there in South Dakota, same thing. Nebraska out there to the west, the same possibility of getting some weather in there. Now, we do have what could happen today in the south. In Alabama, as well as Georgia, some severe thunderstorms are building up because of all this heat and all this mugginess and whatnot. And it looks like as if there's going to be an air current development that's going to bring the moisture up from the Gulf, which is going to encourage some of the bad weather that you could be having up there, say, in Alabama and Georgia and maybe even the panhandle of Florida. But that's going to start to move up, if you will, into the middle Atlantic states, South Carolina, North Carolina, probably Virginia over the next day or so. Now, there is some fog reported tonight along Chesapeake Bay, if you're going that way. There's also some fog tonight up into, coming out of Massachusetts up into New Hampshire. There's some there. There's some along the edge, the water's edge. 95 up around Brunswick to Bangor, Kittery, Maine, up in that area, patchy fog. So be advised of that. And other than that, the weather doesn't look all that bad over that away. So take advantage of it where you can and put the hammer down and go make some money. Right, Kyle?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Now, the Pilot and Flying J folks, again, they offer the Drivers Club to the professional drivers and even the guys that are driving like the Root trucks. You know, if you're out there and you're delivering, say, for FedEx, or maybe you're delivering for John Jones potato chips or something, think about joining the Drivers Club and saving you a bunch of money and being able to get the bonuses there, too, with the points you're going to get for buying fuel, for buying food, for buying supplies, and then you can build that up. And like I said, and I think you heard Catwoman and Road Dog when they called in here last year, they had several hundred dollars they build up that they used to buy some very nice Christmas presents for their grandchildren.
Yes, very cool. Exactly. Yeah, because it all adds up. And especially if you're out there driving across the highways and byways, it's the best way to you know, maximize your money with that. Absolutely.
Yeah, and by the way, Road Dog is a big-time union driver now out there pulling doubles out on the highway, running a regional route.
Wow.
Yeah, yes. So he's out there having a good time with the Union Boys. He finally struck it rich. He's probably listening to me now going, "What? What do you mean, rich?" All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch as we continue to just roll along the overnight radio hours. That's what we do here. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back. Kyle Warren's going to tell you when.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.